Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Siman Reish Samach Gimel Si'if Hey. This is Lamed Vav Amud Beis, page 72 in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kisha Yadlik, when a person lights Shabbos candles, Yivarech, they should say, Bracha, Bracha Ta Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu V'Mitzvoseinu V'Tzivanu, LaHadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. That is the text of the Bracha. Echad Ish Ve'Echad Isha, a man or a woman, whoever is in the home, is obligated. If a man lives alone, then he's obligated to light Shabbos candles. Gam b'yom tov tzorich levarich l'adik ner shel yom tov, and on yom tov you say a bracha l'adik ner shel yom tov. U'b'yom ha-kippurim below Shabbos yesh mishom shalo yivarich v'ayin l'kamen sim tov resh yud. Now when it's Yom Kippur and it's not Shabbos, unlike this year where Yom Kippur will be Shabbos, but when it's Yom Kippur and it's not Shabbos, so then there is a yesh misha omer that we do not recite a bracha on adlakas neros. However, ayin l'kamen sim tov resh yud, where it's going to say otherwise. So take a look first at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Kisha Yadlik, Yesh Omrim, Kshesh Chuppah Berav Shabbos, Uma Achrinba, Adachar Shkia Sachama. If there's a chuppah on a Friday, which was a very typical thing to happen, that they would have a chuppah on a Friday, they'd have wedding on a Friday, and they'd have the Suuda Friday night, because who could afford two Fleshik Suudas in 1 week? So they would have just, piggyback the Friday night Suuda with the wedding Suuda. But you know that by the time the chuppah is over, it's going to be too late to light candles. It's going to be after Shkia Sachama, and right now it's too early to light candles because v'yisha in rotz el kabel shabbos v'nei chuppah pentes tzorich lachsus odei zedavar aser b'shabbos. The woman doesn't want to be mekabel shabbos now before the chuppah because she knows she might still need to do malacha. So she's sort of in a bind. She can't be mekabel shabbos at the time that she's able to light candles because she may still need to do malacha. She can't wait until the chuppah is over because then it might be pashkia and she's not going to be allowed to light shabbos candles. So what should she do? So some of the achronim write that al kain tadlik aner below bracha kodem achupa, she should light the candle without a bracha early on, v'achar kach b'chashecha tifros yudal aneros u'tvarich, and then later on, after shkia, when she gets back to the neros, she should wave her hands over the neros and say a bracha. Okshu adayin ben ashmash osachar achupa tomalini yudi la'adlik. Or, option number two that the Achronim suggest is that maybe she should not light candles right now, wait till after the chuppah, when it's after shkia, she's not going to be able to light, but she could ask an enu yehudi to light candles at that point. The low gazral shvus ben hashmashos to tzorich mitzvah. They were not gozar on the shvus ben hashmashos for the sake of a mitzvah. Kanal b'sim reish samachal v'hit tavarich, and she could make the bracha when the enu yehudi lights. So these are the two suggestions for someone who's in such a bind where they can't light now because they can't be mekabel Shabbos yet, and they can't light later because later is going to be too late. So suggestion number one was light now and say the bracha later. Suggestion number two was don't light now, have a goy light later and say the bracha when the goy lights. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Tamu Achronim Alzeh. The Achronim have real trouble with these suggestions. Delo Shayich Bracha B'Dluko V'Omedes. Option number one is a problem because how can you light now and then say a bracha 2 hours from now or an hour and a half from now? You can't say a bracha on a candle that's already lit. Ubeprata Atu Uzman Nisr La'adlik. Especially if by the time you're saying the bracha, you're not even allowed to be lighting a candle by the time you're saying a bracha. Veich Tomar V'Tzivanu La'adlik. How could she say V'Tzivanu La'adlik at a time where she's not allowed to be madlik? V'Alidach and the other suggestion of having a goy light for you, gamkein kasha, that's also difficult. There's no shlichus for a non-Jew. Vim kein, he in a madlekes. So she's not lighting candles anyway. If she's asking a guy to do it, and there's no shlichus for a guy, so there's no shlichus ladum kamoso. So she vaiter didn't light candles. Veich tavarich, how could she say a brach on that? And even if a Jew asks another Jew to light candles, gamkein dasader chaim da mitzvah. The halacha would anyway be that the person who's the mishaleach doesn't say the bracha, the shaliach says the bracha, the one who's actually doing the maisa says the bracha anyway. So kol shekein b'zeh the isha lo tavarich, for sure then when she's asking a guy to light candles for her, she can't say a bracha. So for those reasons we reject both of those two eitzas and we come up with a third eitzah, and that is dahainu lefima dekaim lo lekaim adi yichal lavarich last. pasuls al kol panim b'litzorech sheinu mekabel shabbos ba'adlaka, since there is the possibility when there's a time of need that a woman could light candles with a tenai that she's not being mekabel shabbos at the time of hadlaka, hachinam b'dinenu avi litzorech. So if she knows that lighting before the chuppah is not going to be a good idea because she can't be mekabel shabbos yet, she's still going to need to do malacha after the chuppah is going to be too late. So light before the chuppah with a tenai that she's not yet being mekabel shabbos. That's a real tzorech. Let her light with the bracha before going to the chuppah, so she can say the bracha and just have in mind, make it tonight, that she's not being mekabel Shabbos. And says Mishmur, this comes up all the time. It doesn't have to be a chuppah. A woman has mikveh night on Friday night. So the chafifa was always done at the mikveh. The chafifa wasn't, people didn't have private bathrooms in their homes, so they had to take a bath at the mikveh. So what, she's going to comb her hair and she's going to take a bath and all that? Those are all malachos. So what would she do about Shabbos candles? So she lights Shabbos candles before she goes to the mikveh and makes it tonight that she's not being mekabel Shabbos. V'tasna shein mekabel Shabbos adachar rechitza v'chavifa. And she makes it tonight that she's not being mekabel Shabbos till after the bathing and after the chavifa. So that is a viable solution. So again, a tonight is only permissible when there's a tzorech, but this would qualify as a tzorech to not be mekabel Shabbos at the time that she's lighting the candles. Sivkaton chav beiz lahadlik ner. So he said the bracha is lahadlik ner v'afilu kishamad kama neros tov yosu shemar ner ki yikra chivu ner echad. Even though a person might be lighting two neros, which is the standard practice, or many, many neros, maybe one for each child, or the 10 neros connected the aseres nibros, or 7 neros connected the 7 days of the week, however many neros, the bracha is still ner and not neros, because the bracha is descriptive of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is only really one ner. The mitzvah is not more than one ner, and therefore you say ner. Gam b'yom tov, we say on yom tov also, you say a bracha, v'ein tzarech levarech zman ala adlaka, you don't say a shechianu when you light the candles, miyum b'makom shenago ein limchos b'yadon. If there's a minug that people have that they say a shechianu when they light yantiv candles, so you can't object to such a minug. It becomes problematic though, because if a woman said a shechianu when she lit the yantiv candles, so then when the husband says shechianu at Kiddush and she answers amen to that shechianu, that could end up being a hefsik in her between the bar priagafen and when she's going to drink the wine, because she doesn't need that shechianu on the Kiddush. She's already said a shechianu on the yom. And as Rav Shechter points out, if you have an option of saying shechianu ala kos or saying shechianu not ala kos, it's better to say shechianu ala kos. So probably, as Mishnah Berurah implies over here, the better practice is that women should not say shechianu when lighting candles. They should rely on the shechianu of the that's said by Kiddush. Ner shel yom shel yom tov v'imchal yom tov b'Shabbos, and yom tov falls out on Shabbos, Omer shel Shabbos vil shel yom tov. So the nusach of the bracha, if it's Shabbos, is ladig ner shel Shabbos. If it's yom tov, is ladig ner shel yom tov. And if it's Shabbos and yom tov, is ladig ner shel Shabbos vil shel yom tov. Ma'ayin l'kaman simitov reshir. As far as Yom Kippur is concerned, so we saw one day in the Shulchan Aruch not to say a bracha when it's on Neros of Yom Kippur, but then the Shulchan Aruch said to look in Simen Tov Reish Yud. What does it say over there? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "De mevi shama mechaber das haposek amatzuch levarich," that the mechaber over there quotes someone who says that you do say a bracha. This really the Gam Yom Kippur maaf shem bo achilu shtia vein shayich la mitzvah oneg afilu hachi shayich bo mitzvah shalom bayis. That even though there's no mitzvah oneg on Yom Kippur, but there is a mitzvah of shalom bayis on Yom Kippur, meaning to have an illuminated environment so people don't trip over themselves, that still applies on Yom Kippur. Now let's see the Rama. Says the Rama, Yesh Misho Omer, Shemivarchen Kodem Hadlaka, V'yesh Misho Omer Shemivarich Achar Hadlaka. When does one recite this Birchas HaMitzvah on lighting candles? So some say it should be prior to lighting the candles, and some say it should be after lighting the candles. If it's after lighting the candles, isn't that a violation of Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mivarchen Alein Over Las Yasan? Aren't you always supposed to say a bracha prior to doing a mitzvah? In order that it should be over las yaso, you should not get hanah from the candles until after you say the bracha. So how do you avoid getting hanah from the candles? That a woman covers the candles with her hands, or more commonly covers her eyes, so that she she's not benefiting from the lights of the candles until she says the bracha. Then she opens her eyes or uncovers the candles, and then she's going to be able to get hana from it. And that's enough of an overlasiyasan v'chena minag. And the Rama says that is the minag, even though it seems like the less correct of the two shitos. As when Moreno of Shechter said that his wife says the bracha overlasiyasan, that you could say bracha overlasiyasan. The bracha is not a Kabbalah Shabbos if it's very obvious that you're still intending to light candles. But the Rama writes the more prevalent minhag is to say the bracha after lighting the candles. Sivkat and Chavav, Kodem Adlaka, Kashar Kol Mitzvashem Bracha Nalein Overlasiyasan. Meaning the more simple shita is to say the bracha before you light the candles, because that's what you always do with mitzvahs. You always say a bracha before performing the mitzvah. But Achar Adlaka, the shita that says to say the bracha after the Adlaka, Svirilei, holds the Im Tavarech, that if you're going to say a bracha, Vikilu Kibla L'Shabbos Beferish, it's as if she was Mekabel Shabbos Beferish by saying the bracha. V'shuv Asur L'Hadlik. So this shita holds, once she said the bracha, she was Mekabel Shabbos, so now she's not going to be allowed to light candles. Vim came b'yom tov to lo shayich, so, ooh, if that's the reason, if the only reason we say the bracha after lighting the candles is because the bracha itself is a Kabbalah Shabbos, that's only a problem on Shabbos. On Yantif, that's not a problem. Meaning, let her be Mekabel Yantif, and then invite her. She could still light the candles, because you're allowed to light candles on Yantif. So then, l'chora, everyone should agree, both opinions in Shulchan Aruch should agree that on Yantif, she should say the bracha over Lasyasa. I think this is one of the comments of the Drisha in the name of his mother in the Hakdama to the Drisha. He says, his mother had two chidushim la'alacha, and this is one of them, if I'm not mistaken, that on Yantif, the bracha should be made over Las Yasin, because you don't have the reason for Shabbos. V'das ha-Magen Avram de lo plug. But the Magen Avram writes that it's a low plug, and therefore, if a woman lights Shabbos candles and says the bracha after lighting, so she does it on Yantif as well, even though the reason does not apply. Aval, but many Achronim say no, that even if Shabbos candles you don't do over Las Yasso, you're not Mevarich over Las Yasso, Yontif candles you should be Mevarich over Las Yasso. The Bir Halacha points out that there are two other cases where maybe we would say that even if typically you don't do over Las Yasso, you should. One example is a man who's lighting Shabbos candles, because he's going to be Mekabel Shabbos in Shul when he says Mezrishel Yom Shabbos or Baruchu, or something like that. Or the other example would be a woman who makes a tanai, a woman who has to go to the mikvah or whatever, one of the examples we gave before where she's making a tanai not to be Mekabel Shabbos. So if she's making a tanai not to be Mekabel Shabbos, why not say the bracha over Las Yasso? So it turns out that there will be three cases where even those who say that you normally don't say the bracha over Las Yasso might agree that you do say it over Las Yasso. One is Yantif, second is a man lighting Shabbos candles, and third is a woman who is lighting with a tanai. So to review what we learned tonight, number one, we said that if a woman can't be Mekabel Shabbos right now, but she's not going to have another chance to light until Bein HaShemashos, so the Mishnah Berurah rejects the Eitzah of lighting now and saying the Bracha later, and also rejects the Eitzah of asking a Goy to light later while the Jew says the Bracha. Instead, the Mishnah Berurah says she should light now with a Bracha, and make a tanai not to be Mekabel Shabbos. Point number two that we learned tonight is that both men and women are obligated to recite a bracha on Ner Shel Shabbos, a bracha on Ner Shel Yom Tov, a bracha on Ner Shel Shabbos v'Yom Tov, but there's a machlokas about Ner Shel Yom HaKippurim, because there's no oneg, but there is Shalom Bayis. And then point number three, there are two opinions of Shulchan Aruch whether the bracha is said over Las Yasan. And even according to the opinion that it is not said over Las Yasan, and that you do the whole thing with the hands to cover the candles, some Achronim say that for Yom Tov, or for a woman lighting Al Tanai, or for a man lighting, it should be over Las Yasan. Baz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.